Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 26, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. In a 10-6 ruling, Turkey's constitutional court ruled that a ban on Wikipedia in the country violated freedom of expression. The country initially blocked Wikipedia in April 2017 after the site refused to remove content that allegedly portrayed the country as supporting terrorist groups. Turkish law provides for blocking of websites deemed to pose a national security risk. It is not clear when access to the site will be restored. Bloomberg reports that earlier this year, prior to its settlement with the U.S. FTC on violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, YouTube considering using professional moderators to screen every video aimed at children under 8 that appeared in the YouTube Kids app, according to sources. The company drafted a press release and was prepared to announce the change, but reportedly ditched the plan at the last minute because handpicking acceptable videos made YouTube look more like a media company and less like a neutral platform. Oppo announced the Reno 3 and Reno 3 Pro smartphones. The 3 Pro offers a Qualcomm Snapdragon 765G system on a chip with a 6.5-inch OLED display featuring a 90Hz refresh rate, HDR10 Plus support, and 100% coverage of the DCI P3 color space. It features a quad camera array on the back with a 48-megapixel main sensor, 8-megapixel ultra-wide lens, 13-megapixel telephoto with 2x optical zoom, as well as a 2-megapixel monochrome sensor. The Reno 3 offers a smaller 6.4-inch Full HD OLED display with a MediaTek Dimensity 1000L SoC inside. It also includes four cameras on the back, but opts for a 64-megapixel primary sensor, 8-megapixel ultra-wide lens, a monochrome sensor, and a time-of-flight depth sensing camera. Both phones feature a 32-megapixel hole-punch selfie camera, 4,025 mAh battery with 30-watt VOOC 4.0 fast charging, and an in-display fingerprint sensor, all running Android 10-based ColorOS 7. The Reno 3 will be available December 31st in China, starting at 3,399 yuan, while the Reno Pro 3 comes on January 10th, starting at 3,999 yuan. Russia's Ministry of Communication announced it successfully completed a test of its countrywide sovereign internet. The test focused on determining vulnerabilities to IoT devices and the network's resilience to external negative influences, with deputy head of the ministry, Alexei Sokolov, saying both the authorities and telecom operators are ready to effectively respond to emerging risks and threats to ensure the stable functioning of both the internet and unified telecommunications network in the Russian Federation. And finally, Bloomberg reports that Samsung plans to invest $116 billion over the next decade in its semiconductor business, focusing on further process miniaturization using extreme ultraviolet lithography. This will see Samsung invest about $10 billion a year on equipment, research, and development, as well as collaborating with clients to design and manufacture custom chips. Samsung also hopes to differentiate itself by packing chips with its memory and logic chips into a single package. Samsung currently holds about 18% of the chip foundry market, with industry giant TSMC holding over 50%. Remember, for more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.